For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. My dear brothers and sisters, today the Universal Church celebrates World Mission Sunday. This is a chance for us to reflect on the importance of mission work and to be enkindled with the fire and missionary zeal the apostles had to preach and live the gospel of the Lord. I remember when I was a child, as part of the Sunday catechism, we were sent to the houses in the parish on Mission Sunday by the parish priest to preach the word of God and to receive the Mission Sunday collection and offerings. We were sent as small missionaries. We went from house to house as missionaries, remembering and experiencing the life of the apostles and missionaries. And we prepared ourselves beforehand by reading the lives of the apostles we have in the Acts of the Apostles. As a child, it gave me a profound feeling of participating in the missionary work for the church. Do you think all such activities as children we had helped the Universal Church in any way? Do you think that we were really missionaries? Indeed, we were. Because we were well instructed about the missionary zeal of Saint Little Flower, the patroness of the universal mission of the church, who only wished to go and preach the gospel in all the continents of the universe, but who never preached the gospel to any stranger, or who never traveled outside her Carmelite convent. On this Mission Sunday, me, being a member of the Little Flower congregation, my religious order, would like to talk about the spirituality and missionary zeal of Saint Little Flower, my patroness. My dear friends, on October 1st, the Catholics around the world honor the life of Saint Therese of Child Jesus, or Saint Therese of Lisieux, or simply Saint Little Flower. She was born on 2nd January 1873 in Alençon, France, as the ninth child to her parents Saint Louis Madin, a watchmaker, and Celie Guerin, a lace maker. This French Catholic couple were the first to be canonized together as saints in the Catholic Church. How is it possible that a young woman who lived only for 24 years on earth over 100 years ago is so widely known and loved? The first 15 years of her life were spent in two small towns, Alençon and Lisieux, in France. Therese lived her last 9 years of her life in a Carmelite cloistered convent, having little or not at all, no contact at all with the people outside. She had no tangible achievements during these 24 years, short span of 24 years of her life. She performed no great apostolic work. She founded no religious community. And she engaged in no missionary activities. Nor she was known during her life for any miracles or spectacular happenings. Except for her immediate family and her community of 24 nuns, she died virtually unknown on 30th September 1897 at the age of 24. Yet, within 15 years of her death, Pope Pius X called her the greatest saint of modern times. Pope Pius XI called her the jewel of my pontificate. He made her the patroness of the universal missions of the church. She was declared a doctor of the church by Pope John Paul II in October 1997. And she is the only third woman to be so honored in the 2,000-year-old history of the Catholic Church. How is it possible for a young woman? How is she still influential even for modern people? My dear friends, as a child, she had a strong desire to become a saint. So she looked at the lives of other saints to imitate their life and to become a saint. She found that they all did great sufferings and sacrifices to become saints. She realized that this little flower cannot reach the heavens by imitating any of those saints. So she wrote in her autobiography the story of a soul. During my meditation, I opened the epistle of Saint Paul. I read there that all cannot be apostles, prophets, or doctors, that the church is composed of different members, and love is the excellent way that leads most surely to God. And she understood that love comprised all vocations, that love was everything. Then, in excess of my delirious joy, she continues in her autobiography, I cried out, O Jesus, my love, my vocation. At last, I found it. My vocation is love. I'll do everything for the love of God. And in this way, I lose nothing. In the heart of my church, I shall be love. This was her famous little way, the idea of doing everything, even the smallest task, for the glory of God. She believed that even the smallest acts of kindness or charity could yield spiritual benefits. She said, in this life, we cannot do great things. We can only do small things with great love. Do the smallest things with great love. Do everything for the love of God. My dear brothers and sisters, she became a saint just by doing everything for the love of God. She did not have many people to love. During her life in the Carmel convent, she did not have more than 30 sisters to love. They were not always lovable from the human point of view also. Still, she became a saint only by loving. Still, she became the patron saint of the universal mission, not even without going out of the convent. Still, she became the greatest saint of modern times. These all happened just by loving. And what was special for Saint Teresa's love? She loved Jesus in everything she did, or she did everything for the love of God. Working in the kitchen, washing the clothes, praying the rosary, attending the mass, doing the garden work, walking through the corridors, making some sacrifices, obeying the sisters, even just casting a smile at them. She did everything, all of these, just for the love of God. She became a saint just by loving Jesus in everything she did. Saint Therese believed that people can become saints and missionaries by being humble, having complete confidence in God, and just by doing ordinary things with great love for God, anybody can become a saint. God is present in the ordinary things we do. God is present in the ordinary things we do. God listens. Her missionary journey was from the laundry room to the kitchen, from kitchen to the living room, from living room to the sacristy, from sacristy to the chapel, from chapel to the bedroom. For 9 years, she made her missionary journey inside the Carmelite convent, and she became the patroness of the universal mission of the church. My dear friends, when you devoutly line up and come for the communion in the church, remember, you are making a missionary journey. When you pay your respect to the Blessed Sacrament, when it is brought by the priest or anybody in your house for your beloved one, you are making a missionary sermon for the rest of the persons in the house. When you pray for the priests and sisters working all over the world, you are participating in the universal mission of the church. Let us do all these ordinary things with an extraordinary love for God. Your small walk from kitchen to the dining room, remember, it can make you a saint. Your journey from your house to the church can make you a saint. Your journey from your workplace to your home can make you a saint. When you smile at someone, it can make you a saint. When you spend your time with your family members cracking some jokes, can make you a saint. When you spend your time with your parents and with your grandchildren, it can make you a saint. And when you silently make a conversation with Jesus from the adoration chapel we have, it can make you a saint. She said in her autobiography, "The splendor of the rose and the whiteness of the lily do not robe the little violet of its scent, nor daisy of its simple charm. If every tiny flower wanted to be a rose, spring would lose its loveliness. If every tiny flower wanted to be a rose, spring would lose its loveliness. She was aware that she was a different flower whom Jesus would definitely love. She was aware of her imperfections to achieve holiness, but she was convinced that Jesus would never ignore this different little flower. My dear friends, by doing ordinary things with great love for Jesus, we are participating in the universal mission of the church. By doing ordinary things with great love for Jesus, we are growing in holiness. In the gospel, Jesus gave us a model of humility and simplicity. And remember, ordinary things can make you a saint. After this Mass, when you leave the church and go to your home, that journey can make you a saint. She said, "When I die, I'll send down a shower of roses from the heavens. I'll spend my heaven by doing good on earth." May Saint Little Flower shower her roses of blessings on all of you, especially on this Mission Sunday. Amen.